Hello, my name is Chris Johnson, and relationships are on my mind, not because I'm in one, or because I necessarily want to be in one, because I got to be honest with you, after my last two disasters, I don't really know if I want to be dating anybody ever again. But during school, for my latest job, we would play these games, right? The guy who's teaching the class, it looks like D'Lo Brown. Good fucking dude. Just Google search D'Lo Brown. He's an old professional wrestler. D'Lo Brown was a cool guy. And this D'Lo Brown is a cool guy as well. But we play these games. We play games, you know, like, not like icebreaker douchebag games, but like fun shit, sometimes after lunch, you know? The other day, we played Family Feud. I didn't take part. I was in the audience. I was interested. I just didn't want to be up there. So he surveyed old classes, like his previous class from like 6 years ago. And I fucking tell you what, man, one of those categories has given me the fucking red ass. I don't remember it verbatim, but the category was something like this. When you're on a first date, name something your date does that makes you think he's marriage material. I'm fucked in this category. Like, that's why I don't want to go up there. Because me, like, and this shit, like, I was in a relationship for 14 and a half years, and I dated somebody for a couple months over the summer. I've been in relationships. I'm not a fucking caveman. You know what I mean? I'm not just some fucking awkward goof. I'm not the fucking 40-year-old virgin here. I understand how this shit works. However, I know how this shit works in my world, in what I view as the real and the normal and the fucking rational world. The fucking romantic world, I should use that in fucking quotes, because it's the douchebag world that's out there that I'm not involved in. I don't understand what's going on in your fucking minds. And this fucking category proved it. So the first person that was up, what does your day do on the first day to make you think he's marriage material? And this girl is like, he says, I love you. Like, whoa, holy fuck. We're moving pretty fucking fast here. That was an X. That was the old, we didn't have a buzzer. He just had to draw an X up on the fucking board. It was like the top five answers on the board, right? And I only remember three of them. I was so fucking pissed off. I don't even remember the other two. I was so angry. Here's the first one I remember. And when I heard this, I thought, you know what? I'm never going out with anybody ever again. Or if I do go out with somebody, there's not going to be a fucking second date because I ain't fucking doing this. Hold the door for them. I know what you're thinking. You're not going to fucking hold the door for your date? No. I'll hold the fucking door. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to drop the door in their face. I'm not slamming the door in their fucking face. But this isn't fucking 1950, ladies. You don't need me to hold the door for you. Here's what I don't understand. Feminism. I'm completely on board. I'm 100% behind fucking feminism. But you can't have them both ways. You can't have fucking feminism and have everything fucking even and fucking equal, which I think it should be, and then be like, oh, you know what, man? You better hold the door for me because I'm a lady. Fuck you! Fuck you! Go fuck yourself, you fucking sexist! It's sexist behavior, miss. Hold the fucking door for them. They mean like, you know, hold the door for them. Oh, after you, miss. Look, I mean, fuck that shit. I mean, that's really what you're looking for. Is it? Is that what you're looking for? Like, oh, he held the door for me. I could see marrying this guy. You don't want to test him out in the fucking sack first. You don't want to see his penis first. It's just like, whoa, holy shit. He opened the fucking door. That's it. We're ready to roll here. Fucking nonsense. Let's see what else here. Buy flowers. Sorry, I'm not fucking buying flowers for anybody on the first fucking date. Number one, what if you don't like flowers? My ex-wife didn't like flowers. If I fucking bought her flowers on the first fucking date, those I might as well just wipe my ass with $50. It's a fucking waste of money. Cook dinner. Cook dinner was another one. On the first date, cook dinner? It's kind of a big deal. Having somebody like up to your place, isn't it, for the first time? I remember when I was dating the chick over the summer, she's like, she comes over, I'm thinking to myself, like, I gotta fucking clean this place up, because it's a fucking shithole, and I can't have anybody up here. I can't have, like, this girl I'm seeing up here. I think I'm a big fucking pig. I mean, she's probably gonna figure that out eventually, but let's have there be a little fucking mystery first, before she realizes she doesn't want to fucking text me anymore. Maybe it'll hold on for a couple months. Cook dinner? Really? God damn it. Look, I'll cook dinner for somebody. I can fucking make some shit. But I'm not doing it on the first date. I don't even know if I fucking like you. That's why I hate fucking dating. I took such a big fucking swing in my world over the summer, going out with somebody. Like, I often think, like, how the fuck am I going to date anybody? And then I get these fucking answers, and I'm like, dude, I can't fucking date anybody. What, are you kidding me right now? Who the fuck? Fuck. Jesus. And that's what's going through people's minds, too, by the way. Ooh, he held the door. He's marriage material. Hey, look. If you think some fucking con artist cocksucking piece of shit buying you flowers on the first date is a sign that you're going to fucking marry him or is a sign that you want to that you want to get married, then you've been played. Then he's got you. You know why he bought your flowers? Because he wants to fuck on the first date. That's what he wants. Like, I understand douchebag guy thought. Come on, ladies. Get your fucking shit together. You're smarter than that. You're smarter than us. Don't fall for that shit. And men, fuck you. Stop bringing people flowers. And stop holding the fucking door. Stop being pussies. Not that being nice and courteous and kind is a pussy move, but that's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. You're lying. You're lying to them. You can follow my ass on Twitter, @JohnsonHateYou, and you can follow the podcast on Podbean, iTunes, or Google Play, or wherever the fuck else you feel like it.